City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 7. Mark D. Levine, Democratic, Working Families. Christina Gonzalez, Green Party.
Mark D. Levine.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation?
Consultant to education and economic development nonprofits.
Previous occupation?
Bilingual math and science teacher at JHS 149 in the South Bronx.
Education?
Earned a BA in physics from Haverford College and a master's in public policy from Harvard University.
Organizational affiliations.
Founder of Neighborhood Trust and Upper Manhattan Community Development Credit Union, Executive Director of Teach for America New York, and Executive Director of the Center for After School Excellence.
Prior public experience.
Democratic District Leader since 2007, founder of Barack Obama Democratic Club of Upper Manhattan, former Chair of Transportation Committee of Community Board 12, former Board Member of Fresh Youth Initiatives.
What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected?
Affordable housing is in desperately short supply in the 7th District. To protect tenants, I will fight for stronger rent laws, better enforcement against abusive landlords, and more legal assistance for tenants in housing court. We need to build more new affordable housing as well, especially through inclusionary zoning.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As a former public school teacher and current public school parent, I will fight to improve local schools. I support universal pre-K, robust professional development for teachers, expanded after-school opportunities, and reduced emphasis on high-stakes standardized tests.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have been working on behalf of our community for 2 decades. I founded Upper Manhattan's first and only community development credit union, Neighborhood Trust, which has made $15 million in small loans to low-income families, helping them buy home computers, pay for education, and start small businesses. As a district leader and founder of a local Democratic club, I have fought for marriage equality, women's reproductive rights, more funding for mass transit, safer streets for bicyclists, banning hydrofracking, increased services for seniors, and more.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Christina Gonzalez.
Party enrolled in.
Green Party.
Current occupation.
Activist and big sister.
Previous occupations.
I have been a little bit of everything from waitress to receptionist, bartender and babysitter.
Education.
Bachelor's degree in deviant behavior and social control from John Jay College of Criminal Justice, magna cum laude, 2011.
Organizational affiliations.
Stop and frisk.
Prior public experience.
I have been an agitator and organizer in New York City for the past 2 years. During my time at John Jay College, I was one of 8 students selected for a VERA fellowship grant, allowing me to intern at the Center for Employment Opportunities.
What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected?
To me, the most important issue is education, from our babies to our elders. Public schools should not only be free, it should be exceptional. Our teachers deserve 6-figure salaries. Most importantly, our children have the right to be safe, but not criminalized. NYPD has no place in our children's schools. Creative arts programs, skills training, and emotional development is necessary for our children to become innovative, righteous human beings. Billionaire mayors have no place dictating the quality of our children's education. Reinstate community school boards now.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Other vital concerns for my community are the lack of well-paid, dignified jobs. Gentrification has forced many people from their homes, and many others are barely able to pay rent. The NYPD must stop abusing our children. As human beings, we have the right to healthy, affordable food, free public transportation, free child care, free health care, $50,000 standard deduction. How? Sales tax Wall Street. This will enable us to have quality time with our families and the leisure time that we have earned.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a native New Yorker. I have experienced poverty and abuse, and I want better for my people. I strive to be a minimalist. The less I have, the happier I am. The people of my neighborhood will see me frequently, and I look forward to discussions. I do not claim to have all the answers. I want my community to tell me what they need. I have been a hardcore activist for several years, and I plan to take the "People United Will Never Be Defeated" mentality with me on the inside and work diligently at forming radical, enduring evolution.
Participating in the campaign finance program.